And now, the closing announcements from Richard.
You've been listening to the 6 podcasts produced by Chatterbox during the coronavirus crisis. You can listen to the weekly editions on smart speakers by asking your Amazon Echo to, quote, enable my talking newspaper, unquote. Or you can listen online on our website, www.cbtn.org.uk, or you can phone 01603 327789. That's 01603 327789. Also today, in addition to this podcast, you will have Chat Around Edition 89 available on our website, www.cbtn.org.uk, or on the phone, option 3, or on Alexa. It runs for 45 minutes and has 4 items from the archive store, kindly shared with us by disc-based Waveney Words talking newspaper. Jane Hogger travelled the world dancing on cruise ships and became a bluebell girl at the famous Lido in Paris. Norman Hart, a member of the Friends of Norfolk Dialect, tells us about where local words come from and how the language changes over time. Amateur genealogists Barry and Patricia Woods describe how they tracked down their family tree and also compiled a book tracing the ancestors and descendants of the men in their village who left for the First World War. 1940s and 50s film actor Victor Madden is said to have one of the most distinctive and eloquent faces in post-war Britain. He tells us about other actors who were typecast by their faces. In addition to the podcast, you can listen to the latest edition of Norfolk Magazine and May's edition of Let's Talk Magazine. To access the Norfolk Magazine, Let's Talk and Chat Around from the phone at 01603 327789, you need to choose 2 for Let's Talk, 3 for Chat Around, and 4 for the Norfolk Magazine. If you're not offered the phone menu, then press the star key to take you to this opening menu. This podcast was recorded by Richard Matthew and Sue Roscoe. The editor was Carol McStravick, and the sound editor was Neil Pawley. We hope you've enjoyed the recording. If you have any comments, you can send them by email to contact@cbtn.org.uk. That's contact@cbtn.org.uk. We regret that we can't take telephone messages at the moment, but we would be delighted to receive your feedback.